Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
And now, from the creators of Aaron and Dan, 10 days, 9 months.
Yesterday on 10 days, 9 months, whilst Mary and Joseph were venturing towards Bethlehem, they crossed paths with a giant, whose name we didn't quite catch.
Lammy.
Sorry?
Lammy. That's my name.
Righto. Well, it's seemingly insignificant because you're not in this series for long. It was revealed that Lammy descends from the giant Goliath, and Joseph descending from David caused quite a disturbance. We continue this story with Joseph cowering behind his wife.
Can't we just settle this over a game of Hungry, Hungry Hippos? Or perhaps Hungry Crocodiles, which is a cheaper rip-off of the original.
I'll grind your bones to make my bread.
How are we going to get out of this?
I've got it! Let's sell the donkey!
What?
We'll sell the donkey for some magic beans, plant them, grow a beanstalk into the sky, and climb away!
Not a terrible idea. Definitely not a good one, though.
Fee-fi-fi-fum.
We need something a bit more immediate.
Come out from behind your wife, little man.
Mary, in case I don't survive this, I want to give you something. It's always been very dear to my heart, and I think it fitting that I give it to you now, possibly our last moments today.
Oh, quit the sentimental hoo-ha and show that giant what you're made of!
And with those inspiring words, Joseph stepped forward to face, what's his face?
Lammy.
Yeah, whatever. The giant guy. A battle ensued. Lammy with his javelin and Joseph with nothing but a sling and stone.
Where did I get a sling from?
Oh, just run with it, would you?
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. Dare you face me, giant man? Well, listen here. You shall perish this fine day in the very spot where you stand.
The giant took a step forward.
Okay, well, you'll perish in that spot then.
The giant raised his javelin high in the air and cried...
Why would I cry?
Let me finish. High in the air and cried a mighty war cry that drove shivers down the spine of his opponent.
Oh, blimey, you're in trouble, love!
In a desperate attempt at slaying the villain, Joseph slung the stone from the sling. It flew high and fast, fast and high, and then it happened.
That's not right. It's supposed to sink into his forehead.
You should have given it a bit more of an oomph.
Oh, that really hurt. Got me in the elbow.
Sorry, I was actually aiming for your head.
You were aiming for my head? What's wrong with you?
I thought you were going to kill me.
It was just a bit of playful banter.
With that, Lammy ran off into the distant lands, tears running, nose blowing, and in a right state.
You're a real piece of work, you are.
It was a jewel.
Will Mary forgive Joseph for being such a bully? Will Lammy return with a vengeance? Will we break out Hungry, Hungry Hippos? Find out next time on 10 Days, 9 Months.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 1032 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.